and give us food for thought that's going to lift us up and draw us closer to Jesus, and just make up our minds that we're going to be ready. We're going to stay ready until you come. In your name I pray, God's children said, amen, amen, amen. You know, we did that little thing last night, that $20 bill, right? Joel, let me get Joel some money. Somebody get my purse.
I want some too. No.
You are nothing. Joel, I was getting ready to give you some hush money. You gonna take it? Oh, you're good. Can I have some? Would you put my wallet back in there, please? In that, with the zipper thing. So we had that $20 bill, right? And that $20 bill was to let us know that we have value with God. Isn't that right? Value. I know I'm something with Jesus Christ. I'm something with Jesus Christ because he said so. So we're just going to do a little demonstration. Do just a small demonstration. First of all, you know, we have to realize who we belong to. We belong to God, okay? And I've got to treat you as a precious soul, Jackie. A sacred soul that God died for. That's just all there's to it. Gotta treat Lucy like that. I gotta treat, oh Lord, help me with Andrew. Amen. Yeah, amen. 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 Let me try, Lord. Help me with Andrew. You know, there's some you have to really pray about, you know? Lord, you gotta help me with certain folk. But Dr. Diop says if we would look at everybody, this is not just in the church, this is everybody. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, everybody. As a sacred vessel of God, he said there would not be any rapes, there would not be any abuse, there wouldn't be anything like that. Because I'm looking at you, Andre, I'm saying, I can't talk to her like that. That's a sacred vessel of God. He died for her. We need to change our mindsets on this. So we're going to do this little demonstration. I'm just going to use you. It's letters. The person will be the letter to show you, and I back it up with the Bible, how special you are to God. Jackie, would you please stand up? Turn around, cute thing. Jackie is the letter S. She is the letter what? Come on, you can talk out loud. What is she? She's a letter, and get your Bibles ready. She's the letter S. The letter S has other letters for it, but I have the letter S standing for, and it's Jackie. The Savior is yours, Jackie. Remember, everything is individual with God. Everything. It's not a collection. It's not a bunch of people. It's individual. All right, someone check Isaiah 60, verse 16. What does S stand for? The Savior is yours. What does S stand for? The Savior is yours. Okay, Isaiah 60, verse 16. Who has it? I need a microphone man. I need a microphone man, microphone lady, microphone man to run around. 60, verse 16. You mind being my microphone lady?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Who has it? You have it? Go to the young man. Stand up and read it. What does S stand for? The Savior is yours. It's complete. What does it stand for? It's yours. It's yours. All right. What does Isaiah 60, 16 say?
It says, you shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and the milk of the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
There it is. Read it from you. You shall know. Come on, read that again.
You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
There you go. Any question? Who do you belong to? You belong to God. Anybody get in your face and go, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Don't talk to me like that. The Savior is mine. He's my Redeemer. This thing is personal. It's personal, Jackie. It's my Savior. He died for me. And then I'm going to represent him well. That's what I'm going to do. Isn't that right, Pastor? I'm going to represent him well. I'm an ambassador for Jesus. So in Isaiah 49, 16, it's still on the same thing. What does S stand for? Is anybody here?
Savior.
The Savior is your, well, thanks for adding that, Mark, but that's good. The Savior is your Savior. Good. All right, who has Isaiah? Okay, microphone lady. Isaiah 49:16. What does it say?
See, I have inscribed you on the...
Go ahead. You just thrilled my soul, that's all.
Okay.
You're thrilling my
soul. On the palms of my hand.
Whoa.
Your walls are continually before me.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Just inscribe where?
On the palms of my hands.
In his face. You see how close you are to the Savior? You see that? You see it? I have inscribed you on the palms, and your palm is always with you. In your face. Isn't that wonderful about the Savior? So what does S stand for? Are you coming back? Joel. So what does S stand for? The Savior is yours. All right, I want a P. P. Who wants to stand up? Three strikes and you're out. Thank you. P. Is this, who wants to stand up? Who wants to be P? You're going to be P? And you are Junior. What's your name? Junior, yes, Junior. Okay, you're P? Stand around. Look at the folks. Look at handsome. Look at handsome P. This was S. This is P. P means, P stands for, you are precious in his sight. Now that says something, doesn't it? Junior is precious in his sight, in God's sight. Don't mess with Junior. He's precious in God's sight. But he looks a mess. In fact, I don't like this checkered shirt or this plaid shirt. Junior is precious in God's eyesight, okay? Stop checking out his defects. This is God's man, okay?
Amen.
That's all it is. This is what we're talking about. Precious in his sight. Okay, someone has a Bible. Isaiah 43:4. Isaiah 43:4. We're talking that. Get out of town. That's right. Since you are, Junior, and all of us, since you are precious in my sight, this is Jesus talking. You're precious in my sight. You have been honorable, and I have loved thee. You hear this? When we were all cutting the fool, Jesus loved us. I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee. You know what he's saying? Mess with me. Mess with my child here. Mess with my child. And I'm going to take you down. Don't mess with my child. Let me tell you a true story. I always tell you true stories, unless I read you some little fable. One of our he's no longer with us, but one of our men at the North American Division. He's Native American. And so he was working with all the Native Americans. He was always out trekking somewhere. And he came back one off of his trek one time, and he gave worship at the General Conference. Now my supervisor and I, we were in worship that day, so he was talking to the public. He says, I have, and you know, the Native Americans talk soft in a way. I'm Native American, but I'm loud. That's because I have other stuff running through. My grandmother was all Native American. She was Cherokee. I'm a nice Native American. I don't carry a gun. She carried a gun in her apron pocket. But he talks softly. He says, you know, I've been out, and he's been to reservations and all, and the Native Americans were coming in the church. They were coming in by droves. Lakota, the Lakotas, the Iroquois, they were coming in. And they had casinos. And they wanted to take the monies and build like a community center for their school and their worship. Then they would build a house of worship. So he came back and he was telling us this, and he said, some of the conferences, they don't want them. And there's another person, they don't want them. Well, that just got my supervisor, just got him just to the core. So he finished worshiping. We met just at the foot of the platform. He said, what's going on? He said, yes, there's some that don't want them. They're Native Americans, they don't want them. And the others, they said, you bring them in here, blah, 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 blah. So my supervisor said, oh, no, we got to pray. Oh, no, we got to pray. And we said, prayer will tear you up. You better be careful. You won't be on God's side if any prayer is going up. He said, no, and he told a little incident in his personal life. He said, no, we're going to pray for judgment or conviction. And we did. Stood around a circle, prayed for judgment or conviction. Bring judgment or convict them. Something. And amen, and that was it. Our co-worker left for another trek. Didn't see him for a good while. Came back and came by my office. Hi, Carol. I said, oh, I'm so glad to see you. He says, is Elder in? I said, yes, he's in. Let's go and see him. He came in our office. He said, I want to tell you. He says, do you remember when I told you such and such and such? We said, yes. What happened? Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life, because you're precious in my sight, and you've been honorable, and I love thee. He said, and you prayed the judgment or conviction. He said, one conference said, oh, they can come in. We want them. Praise the Lord. And the other person died. But be careful. You better be careful. Touch not mine anointed. Anointed are chosen people. Better not mess with him. You don't need to mess with any of us. We are God's precious people. God loves us, folk. He loves us. You're precious in his sight, my brother. So, all right, sit down. This one was the Savior's yours, and you're precious in his sight. All right, I need an E. Who wants to do? All right, you do the E. You stamp. Stamp, baby. I'm trying to remember the name. Daddy. Danny. Okay. Turn around, face the camera. Wave, say hi, Ma. Yeah, they do on their camera. Hey, Ma. Big husky man. Hi, Ma. E. Jesus has eternal interests for you. Do you have any idea what that means?
Eternal? I know what that means, but I'm eternal means forever. He has interest in me forever. That's all I know.
That's good. That's fine. Someone find Revelation 21:7. No, no, sit down. Keep looking. 21:7. Then someone else have find John 14:1. Okay, 21:7. For Danny has eternal interests. Eternal interests. Revelation 21:7.
He who overcomes shall inherit all things.
Uh-oh, watch out. Did you hear this? Oh, you weren't listening to your eternal interests? All right, read to him again.
He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Shall inherit all things. Why was that for you?
Just overcome temptations every day, you know. Overcoming just the temptations, the battles. As soon as you get up in the morning, it's, you know, it's before I came to Christ. You know, I was in a lot of things, and coming to Christ was my freedom, so to speak. So I understand that.
Yeah. Every day, every day. We have to weigh it on a scale. Eternal, earthly. Eternal, which one is going down? Which one is going up? Is it worth it? Oh, I think these relationships are really wonderful. I mean, they're not what God wants them to be, but they make me feel good. Weigh it between eternal and earthly. You gotta weigh it. He who overcomes shall inherit 10% of the stuff that I'm going to prepare for you. You would inherit all things. I'm the giver of all good things. You gotta overcome that temptation to slap somebody into Thursday and it's only Sunday. It happens. Bad day at the job. Isn't that true? Ugliness. Yeah. Ugliness. Ugliness in your face. And maybe because I am your supervisor, I have the liberty of doing what and treating you any way I want to. You got to grit your teeth and say, Lord, even though I don't like what the person is saying, but I know that they're precious in your sight, and you keep this little precious in your sight, I'm knocking that little precious in your sight down the road. Help me, Jesus. I've got to overcome this. See, that's what Satan is always throwing in Jesus' face, our defects and all stuff like that. Ain't no, Carol's no good. She's a, oh, he said, stop. I've washed her with the blood of the Lamb. Who has John 14:1? John 14:1. Telephone, microphone lady. Eternal, microphone lady. Eternal interest. What does John 14:1 say?
John 14:1.
John 14:1, love.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Whoa. Go ahead. I just get happy.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
That's right. Because you're getting ready to inherit a whole lot of stuff. Don't blow it. That's all he's telling us. Don't blow it. Got some good stuff for you. Don't blow it. Eternal interest. All right, sit down. Hallelujah. I need a C. I need a C. Who wants to stand and be a C? Over here in front. Oh, bless her heart. Okay, stand up, sugar. Here's a C. Here's a C. Boy, she's still wet. Is she still wet? Oh, boy, she's got that little cute damp feeling. Is this precious? Amen. This is precious. A little child shall lead them. Go and do ye likewise. Is that precious? The three of them did a little I'm getting baptized dance on that front row this morning. They were so happy. And I said to someone, that's the way we all ought to be. All right, little C. Your C stands for the sentence, calls you by name. Calls you. What do you think that means? I don't know, calls you by name. What's your name?
Jessica.
So when he calls you by name, he says, you know, I got to talk to 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. Is that you? 4, 5, 6, 8, 9.
No.
No, you're not a number, are you? What's your name?
Jessica.
That's what he does. When he talks to his father about you, Jessica, he calls you by your name. And there are times when he will talk to you at the Holy Spirit, and he'll call your name. All right, find Isaiah 43:1. Find John 15:16. Find Deuteronomy 7:6. First one is Isaiah 43:1. Calls you by your name. You know a thing? The Lord has, I don't know how many have experienced the Lord calling you by your name. Have you experienced that? Call your name. That's right. Isn't that something? It's wonderful. Huh?
Isaiah 43:1. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
Whoa. You can't get any personal than that, can you? I redeemed you. I've done all that. And I call you by your name. And you are mine. And that does it. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So personal. This God is awesome. Who has John 15:16? Microphone lady has it. There she is.
You did not choose me.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
Explain that long thing.
Okay. So I'm chosen by him. And even though I might not have been aware about it, of it, he chose me. And he chose me that I should overflow and share him with others, bearing fruit. And that the fruit that he gives me, what I should remain. And whatever I ask in the Father, I just lost it. In his name, he'll give it to me.
You didn't choose me. Even when we're out doing whatever there should not be, you were still chosen by God. That's the nice thing about Jesus. In spite of, that's why we can't listen to the devil, folk. Can't listen to him. You're chosen by God. I didn't choose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. Even when you were waddling in mud, I chose you, lady. Okay? Chose you. Calls you by name. He knows all about you. So don't try to hide anything. He knows all about you. He says, trust me, okay? You're starting a new journey. Do it with joy and dancing, okay? Because you've been chosen by God. Who has Deuteronomy 7:6? 7:6. Microphone. Who has Deuteronomy 7:6? Where are we? Has Deuteronomy 7:6.
Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
He does not have Deuteronomy 7:6. This is nothing but an actor over here.
For thou art an holy temple. People unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So he has chosen, for thou art holy, that we are special people upon the earth.
Amen. So far, that's what we're spelling. S-P-E. See, this is what the Lord told the children of Israel. And it's the same thing for us today. He said, you can't go and marry and hang out with folk. He said, you're special. You're peculiar. You are chosen. You can't do all that stuff. You can't do. You can't look over there and say, man, boy, the grass is green on that side of the mountain. Oh, man, I wish I could. No. You're not even supposed to even think like that. You're special. You're peculiar people. Isn't that right, Pastor?
That's it. That's right. We are special.
Super special. Because he's my father, and I belong to him.
Mm-hmm. He's our redeemer.
It's true. That's true. And we need to keep this stuff in the foremost of our minds. Then we will not stumble like we, you know, we've been stumbling. I can't do stuff and hurt my Savior. I got to think those things through. That's right. I got to know who I belong to. Just like my father asked me, did I tell you how my father asked me and I chose life? I told you that, right? And so you don't want me to repeat it, right? Yeah, I know. But it's the same thing with God. He says, you're chosen. I call you by name. You're chosen people. All right. S-P-E-C-I. I need an I. I. Pastor, stand up, Pastor. Hallelujah. This is an I. Pastor, you are an individual in God's eyes. When he looks at you, he's not seeing anybody else. He sees you. God's eyes. Isaiah 41:10. So this is what he tells you, Pastor. He tells each one of us. Isaiah 41:10. Microphone, where is it? Isaiah 41:10. Pastor, senior pastor, find it so you can tell your son. Give your son some counsel. Come over here to the microphone for Pastor Rodriguez. Do it in Spanish. He understands Spanish. Then he'll read it in English.
No temas porque yo estoy contigo. No desmayes porque yo soy tu Dios que te esfuerzo siempre.
Pastor, did you understand? You got it? He says, fear not. Yeah, that's right. Fear not, for I am with you. You hear? Fear not. I'm with you. Don't be afraid of anything. I am with you. He says, be not dismayed. That means don't get discomfort over something. Be not dismayed, Pastor. I am your God. Uh-huh. You like that, huh? It puts some meat on you, huh? Makes you stand and walk tall, doesn't it? Oh, sure. I got Jesus on my side. Hey. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying to him. That's what he's saying to you. He says, yay, I will uphold you with my right hand of, and I will help you. Why do we get weak? He says, don't fear. Lucy, you going over to New Mexico. Don't you fear anything, but you're serving God. You stand tall for God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Don't be discomforted. Don't be scared. For I'm your God. You know who I am? I spoke and the universe came into being. I spoke and the tree came up. I spoke and the animals came. I spoke. That's who it is. Then why are you scared? Don't be scared. I will uphold you with my right hand, and I will help you. That's something he's precious. He says, I'll help you. S, who was the S? Stand up quick. Who was the S? Savior is yours. P, who was the P?
Precious.
Junior, precious in his sight. E,
eternal
interest, S-P-E-C, C, she's got her mouth open, C, he calls you by your name, S-P-E-C-I, you are an individual in God's eyes. All right, you all, S-P-E-C-I, keep standing. Well, sit down. I'll get you one last because you all are old. Sit down. All right, I need an A. There's the man. Microphone lady. Microphone lady, get ready. A. Turn around, look at the camera, and say, hi, Ma. When you're looking in the camera, okay? The B means, O means obey Carol. All right, stand up. Let me tell you something. You all been talking to that boy, because I took that boy's watch. He didn't know what hit him. And I'm telling you, and then he offered a ring to me. I said, no, I got your watch, man. You ain't getting back. I got your watch. I got your watch. You don't know who you're dealing with. All right, this is what the A stands for. The apple of his eye. Do you understand what that means, my good man? The apple, are you the apple of his eye? Bring the microphone to this genius, please. Think it through. You the apple of his eye. Think it through and tell me what you think that is. What that
he means. Loves me.
Oh, that's quick and easy. Just break this down. What do you see with the eye? I mean, what part of the eye is used for seeing? What part? What do you, come on, think it through, think it through. We call it the what?
Your entire
eye. Ma, don't get upset, Ma.
Your crown, your cones, or, I don't know the eye structure.
Don't pay attention to him. So look in someone's
eye.
There you go. There you go. The literal translation is you're the apple of his pupil. That's the eye. That's what you see through. All right, get the mic, get the thing. Zechariah 2:8, find Zechariah 2:8. That's your boy. He's just my friend. Stand up, A. Zechariah 2:8. Joel, you gonna read that? All right, to Joel. Zechariah 2:8, the pupil of his eye, the apple of his eye, that is the pupil of, okay, what does it say?
For thus says the Lord of the hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches and you touches the apple of his eye.
Let's read the last sentence again.
For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
What's that woe about, Mark? Give Mark the microphone. Mark got a woe moment. Whoa, he said. Ooh.
I almost fell back, actually.
Go ahead, fall
no,
back.
No, I'm just kidding.
What is that?
The woe moment was just how individual you are, because we are billions of people, but yet he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Individuality.
That's right.
Precious to his sight.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And we all know that verse that says, you've done it unto the least of them, my brethren, you've done it unto me. You touched my child.
Don't dare to touch my child.
Don't dare to touch. Somebody touch Pastor Tony. What you gonna do, Pastor?
Well, hit him. Don't dare to touch my child.
He's being mafia. Don't touch my child. Don't touch my child. That's just the way the Lord, that's where the Lord is. You can sit down. That's where he is. He loves us. So let's treat each other right. Don't touch. Don't talk all this. Don't touch my child. Because you're touching my eye. You put your finger in the eye. Don't do that. Isn't that something? Something to know, huh, Junior? That's a good thing to know. All right, last one. All right, now we all got to stand up. S, I got to peek. What is S? The Savior is yours. All right, P. You are tight. You hear? Precious in his sight. He can't wait to get up. I'm just going to omit that letter. Look, look. I haven't called that E. Eternal interest. S, P, E, C. Woo, she popped right up. Calls you by your name. S, P, E, C, I. By something? Okay, go ahead. You're almost right. I'm peeking. I'm peeking, though. I'm peeking. You're an individual in God's eye. S-P-E-C-I-A. Pop up. Apple of his eye. All right. You've got to stand now. L. L, because we are spelling what word? Special. There's L. Love, look at love. He loves you. Period. He loves you. You don't even question it.
But I've done so many.
I love you. I don't like the things you're doing, but I love you. I don't like that word that came out, but I love you. I love you. You cheated on a test, cheat no more, but I love you. I love you. Somebody find John 15:9, John 15:12, Hosea 14:4, John 15:9. John 15:12, Hosea 14:4. Okay, John 15:9. Microphone lady, who has it? All right, he has it. Wait, here, microphone lady. John 15:9. This is because he loves you, Ariel.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
Continue in my love. I loved you. My Father loves you. Stay in love with us. Because we're going to stay in love with you no matter what you do, what you are.
That's Jesus talking.
It's Jesus talking, man.
Wow.
There's something, another wow moment, isn't it? I think we ought to think more on the love that God has for us. God loves us, Pastor. God loves us. And this little vile creature, I'm not deserving of love, but he loves us. That's something. John 15:12, who has it? John 15:12, cameraman has it. Yep, yeah, we should.
You know, I this little exercise we're doing here, it said a lot to me anyway. It really reinforces what the Lord really is to you, to me anyway. That's my opinion.
That's true.
And I was just telling Norma that we should actually put this in our house, you know, S-P-E-C-I-L, even at work, you know, to remind you every day, because that's what gives us strength. That's what builds the shield around you, and then the devil can't penetrate. Because you believe what Christ is telling you.
This is true. So. This is, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, for all of us, even when I do it, I think how great this is for me. Because we have the tendency at times to beat ourselves down. Oh, you don't have to beat me up. I can beat me up, you know? No. Yeah. You're special. He loves you. Did someone read John 15:12? Oh, cameraman, okay.
My commandment is this, love one another.
Oh, Lord.
Just as I love you.
I can't do it, Jesus. Read it again, cameraman.
My commandment is this, love one another just as I love you.
Wow. That's a toughie, isn't it? But Lord, I really don't like him or her. I'm doing my best. And you hear people say, love through me, Jesus, love through me. I'll go on hating, but you love through me, Jesus. He says, I've got to love one another. Jackie doesn't act like me, Lord. She has that little slip stop that way about her. I don't care. Love her. You love her as I have loved you, Carol. I don't like the way the pastor runs the church. Love him anyway. Pray for the pastor. Love him anyway, because I love you and you causing some of the trouble. You understand what I'm saying? In the house, things don't always go right. Love one another as I love you. All right, Hosea 14:4, SPECIAL. All right, Hosea 14:4, pass it, microphone, lady. Where's the, oh, okay, good. Loves you. Here's an insight that will excite. Number one, Jesus loves you. Number two, Jesus died for you. Number three, Jesus is coming back for you again. Isn't that something? That's an insight that should excite us. I'm on my way home. This isn't going to last forever. I'm going home. Hallelujah. Okay, Hosea 4. This is for you, Ariel. This is Jesus loves you. All right, what does it say?
I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger will turn away from them.
Okay, that's Isaiah 14:4. What version is that? That is okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Hosea, that was Hosea 4? 14:4? And then what version was that?
New English Translation. New,
okay, read it again, and then I'll get it from the King James. Read it again, please. All right, let her read it. Read again. Hosea 14:4, about love. Go ahead.
I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger will turn away from them.
You see that? I will heal their waywardness, you said? Uh-huh. Are you swimming somewhere? You want to say something? Which one is your version?
It kind of just spoke. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. It, you know, it's like, you know, you're not perfect, right? And sometimes when you hurt God, you backslide. You say, well, does he still love me? Because I have failed him. You know, because I know I've backslid many times.
He says, I love you freely, doesn't he? And really, he wants us. You needed that one. He said, I will love you freely. I will love you freely. When you come to a knowledge that you're doing the incorrect thing, stop it so he can continue. His love never stops. He's never stopping loving you. But he says, all right, let's correct our ways. S-P-E-C-I-A-L spells special. You may be seated. Let me give you something before I sit down. Isn't Jesus sweet? He's sweet. You may sit down. Thank you, microphone lady. This comes from our high calling. When Satan was triumphing as the prince of the world, because you know, Adam sold out, you know that. Because he used to be the king of the world, but he sold out. When he claimed the world as his kingdom, when we were all marred and corrupted with sin, God sent his messenger from heaven, even his only begotten son, to proclaim to all the inhabitants of the world, I have found a ransom. I have made a way of escape for all the perishing. That's something. None of us need to die. I have your emancipation papers. How about that? You are free. We are free. I have your emancipation papers provided for you, sealed by the Lord of heaven and earth. The blood of Jesus is the eloquent plea that speaks on the behalf of the sinner. His blood. His blood. His blood. Let's thank the Lord. Lord, thank you that you spilt your blood for everyone. Say me. Me, because it's for me you did it. Thank you, Jesus, that we're special in your eyesight. Help us to remember this, and that way we will treat each other like Jesus would have us to treat each other. We'll look at each other differently, Lord. We're going to be like Jesus. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for getting my place ready. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What the church say? Amen. 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 Anybody want to give a praise to the Lord before I give the mic to somebody? Come on up, somebody. Want to give a praise to the Lord? Praise to the Lord. Do I trust you? Man in black. Who wants to get a praise to the Lord? Come on up here. Come on. Praise to the Lord. Come on. Gonna get some quick praises to the Lord. Stick with me, Andrew. Praise to the Lord. Okay, brother.
I gotta give a praise to the Lord for everything. Yes. Because if the Lord has done so much to always give a praise for, because he always does so much for us in our lives. And the Lord is does so amazing things to keep us safe and protected and nice, soft, and tenderly, just like the song. Amen.
Amen. That's the truth. Bye, Pastor and Mrs. Rodriguez. Everyone say goodbye to the pastor. Adios, Pastor. Adios. Come on, sister. Get over here. Come on. Come on.
I want to praise Jesus because he's just so sweet to me. He's so sweet to me, and I just can't stop thanking him. I think everybody knows that I lost my job. I think most of you know that I had no income at all this month.
She's the happiest broke woman without a job. Look at her face.
But he keeps providing all my needs. Everything is provided for. Everything gets paid. I don't understand it, but it just keeps happening. And now I have a new son in Christ, my baby Alberto. Yeah, and my other son stood up for baptism. Hallelujah. And he just continues putting hope in my heart. Hallelujah. And showing me how much he loves me.
Give him praise, sister. Give him praise. Anyone else? Come, darling. Come, darling.
I praise God for my family.
Praise the Lord.
I would like to praise the Lord for showing me once again that this whole thing called soul winning is his work, not technically mine. I was worried. Got a call at midnight from your guys' new brother in Christ, Manuel. And he kept me up way into the wee hours of this morning, even after we got off the phone, for the fact of how worried I was about his decision. But once again, Christ said, this is my work, this is my child, and I'm going to make sure that he makes that decision to choose life.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to praise God for my church family, especially the new church family, because seeing God working in their lives, it just reaffirms everything. It reaffirms what he does for each and every one of us.
I'm just going to lean. And you know one thing, let me tell you something, that we have great obligations. I'm going to, all of us have great obligations with these new babies in truth. And Andrea, you don't know what Jasmine saw in you. You've got a bad obligation, girl, heavy. And may she continue to see Christ in you. Because what you do, she's going to do. If Andrea can do it, then I can do it too. So just continue to live by the word, okay? And others are watching too. And Sandy, here is Irene, sitting here looking like I don't know what. And it's wonderful that you two can be hooked up to guide Irene's feet. And she's going to be looking at you just like Jasmine's going to be looking at you. You better be prayed up, do you understand? So that you can lead this woman straight. Lots going on. Same thing with the rest. Somebody got to keep Joel. You know what I'm saying? It's an obligation. Yeah, we got to keep them. We got to keep them. But praise. Yeah, see, there it is. There it is. But it's a joy. Let's remember how special all of us are, okay? Pastor. Run the mic.
Oh, Mike has a praise. I don't know if he knew or not, but he does.
Should I stand? Okay. Yes, I want to thank God for my family and all the support that I've received, not only from them, but also from the church. And for the true caring and generosity and interest in my well-being. And I think God is good, and he gives a lot to us on a regular basis, and he most definitely answers prayers. So
it's true. That's true.
Yeah. This afternoon I went out with some of the members of this church in outreach, and there were a couple people that I spoke with at the Kohl's off of McKee, and one of them was in real need of God. I'm not sure if he's here right now, which he probably isn't, but his sister literally just had a miscarriage an hour before. And he was really grateful that we were willing to pray with him. And it was it was very moving. He was willing to give me his phone number so that I could check up on him and see how he was doing. And then there was somebody else that we also gave, or that I gave a water bottle too, who needed healing. And so both of those experiences were very moving, and it was something I hadn't done before, and I thought it was a great experience.
You know, there are times when we think that we have to hold. I'm not like Mark Finley or Brooks, and all that. I can't hold big meetings. This man and those who went out today, you all held evangelistic meetings.
Amen.
You did personal ministries. You ministered just as God did. And you can't beat that. We have an obligation, folk. We have a great obligation. And you're meeting it. Let's continue to meet it until Jesus comes. You're special. What are you? Special. That's a weak special.
Special. What are you? Special.
What are you with attitude?
Special. Special. I'm going to ask you guys to stand and grab your hymn books and turn to page 214. 214. I think the pastor, you might be able to strum this one.
Maybe. We have this hope. Let us bow.